get to hold a microphone.
Welcome into Jaguars Live, presented by Everbank for the Jaguars.com post-game report, joined by the head coach. Congratulations, a victory.
What a great situation. Our locker room, the emotion and enthusiasm, and I know it's one, but it's a big one, man. And just to see our players really play at their highest level. And we had some errors, but overall, the consistency we played with, I thought it was a great effort.
Your defense, I mean, you talk about grit. Your defense, sudden change situation, red zone performance, that's 3 weeks in a row for you guys.
Well, I give a lot of credit. I mean, that's talk about team effort. The defensive staff, defensive players. You know, it's a battle of wills today. That was really the whole theme this week because we knew how good of a team they were offensively. And to come through like they did, and it was for four quarters, too. Four quarters of a really good football.
And really doing a great job on first and second down to take the Browns out of what they do best, which is play action.
Right. And, you know, that's we talked about, hey, we got to maintain, you know, set a standard for the run and keep it so it's not in the 140, 150 range so they get those play passes. But, you know, and third down, did an excellent job on third down as well.
So you stop the run, you get even or win the turnover battle, which you guys got takeaways for the first time in a while, and then run the football.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, it just, you know, in games like this, if you can run the football, it just gives you even more of an opportunity. And, you know, we'll learn from this. You learn from the losses, you learn from the wins. But, you know, we're surely going to appreciate it.
Offensively, you guys went 11 personnel, which a lot of people don't know. It's one running back and one tight end and three wide receivers. Is this a change in philosophy for your guys on offense?
No, you know what? I just think for this game, we looked at the situation, the team we were playing, and how we wanted to attack it offensively, and it just felt like that was the best utilization of our talent was to get an 11 personnel.
Well, wins certainly give you validation, although I know you guys don't need it because you've been watching week after week in the last 3-4 weeks where you guys have gotten better, but enjoy it.
Yeah, no, we will. I mean, the players in there need to enjoy it. We said 24 hours, whatever that rule is, man, but we're surely going to appreciate it and have fun with it. And hopefully, you know, got to keep in mind some of the guys that got hurt. That's the next thing I'll do is go see how they're doing. Such a big part of it as well.
All right, we'll let you go do that and enjoy the victory.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll bring in now, pride of the Jaguars, Tony Boselli. And Tony, talking to Gus there, I mean, you feel happy for him just because he's always so positive. He's a great head coach to have, you know, a working relationship with like we do. And you know that what he's doing is right, but at the end of the day, you got to have wins.
Yeah, I mean, you and I are big Gus believers, and we love how he does it, and we love the system and the approach. But you're right. You want to be validated, and I'm so happy for the entire team because they work so hard. They put so much time in it. And I think something you mentioned in the broadcast is a great sign of what type of team this is and how they respond to Gus. Mm-hmm. Is you had a number of guys fighting through injuries.
Yeah, and a lot of list here. Because at this point in the game, we had this conversation. Allen Robinson had taken the shot by Dante Whitner early in the game, and then Bowenko had an ankle. Poslesny had an ankle and then a pec or a arm, whatever it was. Everybody was fighting to get back on the field. And I said to you, I said, boy, so you want to talk about grit in an 0-6 football team? You typically don't see that.
Yeah, how often do you see around the league when a team's struggling, 0-6, losing record, guys looking for the sideline? And this team doesn't look for the sideline. They're looking to stay in the game. And just the overall performance was outstanding.
What was the difference in the rushing attack today with Denard Robinson going over 100 yards rushing? What was different?
A lot of it was what you and I talked about all week is this team is best out of 11 personnel, which is one back, one tight end, three wide. That's where their talent is. And allow Denard Robinson to run that inside zone against the matchup of the nickel defense. They got the nickel defense. They were able to do it. They knew exactly what the Browns were going to do. They saw it last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what they tried to do. They weren't effective. But with Denard Robinson running between the tackles, finding seams, and the offensive line did a great job at the point of the attack. They got push on the double teams today, and that's the big difference.
And the biggest story to me is the performance of the defense. I mean, because holy cow, but Blake Bortles did not have a great day. An interception fest, so to speak. But the defense responded every time.
Well, they... Jeff, it's the defense we thought we'd see at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And we said this defense had to play big. It was where the veterans were to carry this, be the backbone of this team. And early they struggled. They had a lot of blown coverages, a lot of mental errors. They've cleaned it up. In the last 3 weeks, they played outstanding. And they did the one thing you've been calling for.
Taking the ball away.
Taking the ball away. Mm-hmm. And big takeaways. And they did that today.
Telvin Smith. I mean, we saw Telvin Smith perform well in the preseason, and today in the regular season, really, I think for the first time, game-changing plays. Sack calls, fumble, and then he had a near interception, and then he did have an interception.
Yeah, he used his speed. He's very athletic. He flies all over the field, and I think a couple times early in the year, he's a little bit deficient in the run gaps and missing his gap. He's getting better each week, and he's a guy you want on the field because he covers so much ground. And then the coverage they like to play, those linebackers have to cover a lot of area and chase and tackle, and he does a great job of that.
I was having a conversation with a few people prior to the game. They're like, okay, where's this team going to get a win at? And I said, today. Why not today? I thought last week against Tennessee and then today against the Cleveland Browns, me and you both said that the Cleveland Browns aren't as good as they think.
Well, I'm going to end it right there because I agree with everything you just said. Mm-hmm. And someone much more important here that everyone would rather hear from, Blake Bortles, franchise quarterback. So let's get him in here right now.
All right, thank you, Tony.
All right.
We'll get Blake in there. Come on in, Blake. Congratulations. The first win ever in your pro career.
Yeah. It took a while.
Probably wasn't the way you envisioned it, though.
Right. I think that to be able to go out there and, personally not play well. You know, obviously I'm upset with the way I played, but, overwhelmed and unbelievably happy for the outcome of the game.
This is the first game that you guys really had a rushing attack. Denard Robinson, holy cow, was fantastic. And to be able to hand the ball off to him and then to watch him and watch the effectiveness of the running game, how good did that feel?
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, to be able to sit there and know that we're getting 5, 6, 7 yards a carry. The offensive line did an unbelievable job up front. You know, they own the line of scrimmage. And Denard and Storm and Tymon and those guys did a good job finding holes and making plays.
The turnovers that you had, the defense responded nearly every time. I mean, the first interception you had, the defense actually backed the Browns up 5 yards. The next one, they had the ball at point blank range and they held them out on downs. I mean, the defense was tremendous.
Yeah, I think that, obviously me not playing well, and you look at the score of the game, it's just a tribute to how well the defense played. You know, putting them in some tough situations and then bowing up and doing, you know, what everybody knows they can do. You know, watching those guys fly around, Puz and Clem and Telvin and Red and all those guys make plays, that's fun to watch. You know, I wish I wasn't putting them in those situations, and that's something that I got to continue to work on, but they did a great job.
You guys have gone to work every week, you know, with the expectation of getting better and getting better. How important is it to finally get the win moving forward to validate all the hard work that
right.
you guys have had?
Yeah, you know, I think we felt that we had, you know, kind of checked every box on the get better list. We're doing this better. We're doing this better. And there was one left. And, you know, that was obviously, a win. So I think to be able to check that box, you know, finally is a tribute to all the hard work that these guys have put in.
Is this something you guys can build on?
I think so, definitely. I think there's a lot of positives out there. There's obviously some things to correct, and that's part of the process.
Okay, all right. We're gonna let you go. Go enjoy the win.
Thank
First
you.
One ever in your pro career. All right, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, Blake. Have a good day.
Take care.
All right, that'll do it from us here. Jaguars live. No, we're gonna. Well, we got 16. We got the 100-yard rusher Denard Robinson on his way in here. He's gonna be here shortly, so we'll a few steps here. Injury report, because this is significant, folks. Allen Robinson took a big shot from Dante Whitner in the ball game, ended up returning and getting his first receiving touchdown ever in his career. Luke Bowanko had an ankle, came back, but then ended up leaving the game late. That's something to watch for going forward for this football team. The injuries I think that we need to keep an eye on. Paul Posluszny had an ankle, but that wasn't the one that concerns me. Later in the ball game, he was holding his arm real close to his body. I don't know if it was a shoulder or a pec, which is what it was reported to us up in the radio booth, but that's something to watch for. And Andre Branch. Andre Branch was working as a pass rusher on left defensive end side. He's been on the injury report in weeks prior with a groin injury and then pulled up kind of without incident. Didn't get hit in the groin. It was some type of a pull, and that's something certainly to watch as this team moves forward, because those are critical players on the defensive side of the ball with a defense that has been playing so well. Now, Denard Robinson, the first time that the Jaguars have had a 100-yard rusher since last year in December. The last one to do that was Jordan Todman, where he had over 100 yards rushing. And then the biggest part of this ball game was this was the first win in September of October going back to 2011. At many points in this ball game, you could see that the Jaguar fan base was just dying to scream and enjoy the victory, and I'm glad that they were able to do that. And we're going to keep it here on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. We're kind of waiting for Denard Robinson. Was an offensive weapon. He is now a running back. And the surprising part with the Jaguars offense, when they went what we call 11 personnel, a lot of people may not know what 11 personnel is. When the offensive coaches talk about it, the first number is the number of running backs in the game. The second number is the number of tight ends in the game. So 11 personnel, one running back, and one tight end. 21 personnel will be two running backs and one tight end. 22, two running backs and two tight ends. This is the first game that I've seen the Jaguars offense come out in exclusively 11 personnel. One running back, one tight end, and three wide receivers. And I thought that they may do that to play to their strengths of a young quarterback who has been their best player so far on the football team, and to take advantage of some wide receivers. Then a matchup issue against the Cleveland Browns, because their starting nickelback was hurt in this ball game, and they're forced to play their first-round draft pick, who has been disappointing for the Cleveland Browns so far. But the Jaguars came out in that 11 personnel and ran the football, which was surprising to me. And Denard Robinson made one heck of a day of it. And we are waiting now for Denard Robinson. Hopefully we will have the Michigan Wolverine product here with us shortly. Now, to go on to the defensive side of the ball, I always make notes throughout the course of the ball game. And you can see my notes right here. The Blues are highlights, obviously positive for the Jaguars. When Blake Bortles threw his first interception, the Browns were held to minus 5 yards on three plays and got a field goal. Sudden change situation, and they were able to respond. The next interception that Blake Bortles had, the Jaguars held the Browns to 0 points because the Browns went for it on fourth down and did not convert. And then the last interception, the Browns were held on downs with 0 points as well. So a tremendous job, and now we're joined by D-Rob. Congratulations, over 100 yards rushing, and most importantly, getting a win.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, just going out there and getting a win. And, you know, we worked so hard for it, so it was bound to happen.
And a little change. I just got done telling the viewers, 11 personnel, one running back, one tight end, three wide receivers, a little different approach in today's game.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, Coach had a great game plan, and we went with it. He stuck to it the whole game, and we kept fighting. And the O-line did a great job with blocking, and the tight ends and the fullback and the receivers just did a great job down the field.
I shared with the listeners on the radio broadcast a story, and that's coming back from road games. And I've got my iPad, and I'm sitting there watching the game on film, you know, because they download the film of the game onto iPads. And one of the first guys always to ask for iPad film on the plane rides back is you.
Oh yeah. I think you know, you need to watch the film and, you know, see the little things that you didn't see in the film and just little things, man. I think film don't lie, and then you watch it and you know what you need to do and what you need to fix.
Your quarterback struggled today. The defense, though, responded. Mm-hmm. Huge. You got a running game going, and you were able to get some takeaways, even though you guys gave some up yourself in today's game. Boy, what a complete team win.
That's what we needed. We needed a complete team win. I mean, that's how we're going to win every game. Everybody, sometimes the defense got to help us out. Sometimes the offense got to take on that for the defense. You know, so the special teams got to show up. The special teams showed up today.
And, you're on the muff punt.
Yeah, so that was the opportunity that we got to make the most of every time we get a chance to.
All right, so last year when they put you on the roster, the position that had OW, offensive weapon, are you an OW anymore, or are you a RB, a running back?
I am whatever they ask me to do, and that's what I am.
Favorite position, though? I mean, if you could say, okay, I want to have a designation, I want to have a position tomorrow or today, right now.
I'm a part of the Wolfpack, and that's the running backs.
Good answer. Well, enjoy it. Is this something you guys can build on?
Oh, yeah, that's always something that you can build on, even off the loss. But this win, it feels way better to build off of. You know, if it's a loss, it's kind of tough to build off. But this win, it's good to come back to work and see the things that you did on film and just little things like that. So, I mean, it's a great chance to build off it.
And to provide validation of all the hard work. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
That'll do it for us here on Jaguars Live, presented by Everbank. The Jaguars win 24-6.